parasha talks about Kabbalah Torah. But even before Klal Yisrael received the Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells them what it's all about. What's the goal of Tariag Mitzvahs? What does he want from them? He sums it up in one short statement. That's the mission of Klal Yisrael, to be a Mamlechas Kohen V'Goy Kodesh. Question is, what does it mean? Mamlechas Kohen? How could all of Klal Yisrael be a kingdom of Kohen? We're not all Kohen. And what does it mean to be a Goy Kodesh? The holy nation? What does that concept mean? What's the connection between Mamlechas Kohanim and Goy Kodesh? And finally, what do these concepts have to do with Kabbalah Satorah, the Tariag Mitzvahs? Rashi explains Mamlechas Kohanim doesn't mean a kingdom of Kohanim as opposed to Leviim and Yisraelim, but rather Kohanim means Sorin, princes, as in the Pasuk in Shmuel Beis, with the name David Kohanim Hayim. David HaMelech wasn't from Shevet Levi, and yet his children are called Kohanim, because Kohanim doesn't mean Dafka Kohanim from Shevet Levi. It means princes. Melech Hashivas. According to Rashi, the Atem Tiuli Mamlechas Kohanim means that Klal Yisrael is supposed to be a nation of Hashivas, a distinguished nation. But the Sforno adds to this. What does it mean to be a Mamlechas Kohanim? Says the Sforno, Mamlechas Kohanim lahavin ulahoros lechol minho enoshi likro kulam b'shem Hashem la'avdo shemecha. Mamlechas Kohanim means to serve as a model for the rest of the world, for all of mankind, to serve as an example. People should see Klal Yisrael as an ideal nation, and they should be drawn through Klal Yisrael to serve Hashem. Says the Sforno, that's the deeper meaning behind the Pasuk in Sefer Yeshaya, Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah, that when Klal Yisrael serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash in Sion, then from Sion comes out Torah, their Moreh. They teach the rest of the world how to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the ultimate level, when Klal Yisrael are in the Beis HaMikdash. That's when they can serve as a role model in the best possible way. But even if we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we can still serve as a Mamlechas Kohanim to teach the rest of the world how to act. How do we do that? By being a Goy Kadosh. What does Kedusha mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referred to as Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Why? Because he's muvdal u'mufrash, he's separate, he's elevated from this world. And that's what it means to be a Goy Kodesh. To be separate, to be dedicated, consecrated, like Hekdesh, to be designated for a higher purpose. That's the mission of Klal Yisrael. To live for a higher purpose, and to demonstrate that value to the world. The way we can be a Mamlechas Kohanim, serving as a role model for the rest of the world, is by being a Goy Kodesh. And how do we do that? How do we become a Goy Kodosh through Torah mitzvahs? As we say in Davening, Kadshenu b'mitzvasecha. It's through mitzvahs that we achieve Kedusha by elevating our lives, the way that we interact with other people, the way we speak, with the integrity that we deal in business, with the dedication that we have for mitzvahs bein adam la'makom. Mitzvahs give us a blueprint for how to live an elevated existence. And that makes us into a Goy Kodosh. Certainly there's value to Shmiras HaMitzvahs just by virtue of the fact that we follow Ratzon Hashem, and by doing so we recognize that there's a Mitzaveh and that we're willing to submit to His will. But according to the Sforno, there's another goal to Shmiras HaMitzvahs, and that is to demonstrate to the entire world that there's a higher purpose to life, to bring others closer to Hashem through our behavior. That's what the Gemara says at the end of Yuman on that paper. Yahavdas Hashem Lokecha, what's the ultimate Avas Hashem? Says the Gemara, Shetheshem Shemayim Mis'ahev Al Yodcha. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name should become more beloved through you, through your actions. Shiyehei Korei B'Shona, Mishamish Tamid HaChacham, that a person should learn Torah. Yehei Maso U'matono Be'amuna, and he should deal with integrity. V'dibruo B'nachasim Abrios, and he should speak in a pleasant way to other people. What do people say about such an individual? Ashrei Oviv Shalim Lo Torah, Ashrei Rabo Shalim Lo Torah. Lucky is the father and the Rebbe that taught this individual Torah. Re'u Kama Noyim D'Rochav Kama Misukonim Maisav. Look at how beautiful, how refined are this person's actions. How pleasant are his ways. That's the ultimate Ahavas Hashem, says the Gemara. When through our actions, other people come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. That's the ultimate Ahavas Hashem we can have. And that's the way to become Mamlechas Kohanim.